It's time for Magnuson Nature News, a monthly program about the amazing nature inside Magnuson Park. Each episode has a different theme, featuring animals or plants that live here in the park. You'll hear fascinating facts and true nature stories, interviews with kids or adults who know a lot about nature, the best places inside Magnuson Park to find animals and plants, and much, much more. Magnuson Nature News is brought to you by Magnuson Children's Garden, a great place for the whole family to visit any month of the year, and where all of our events are free. I'm your host, Emily Bishton, and I'd like to give a special welcome to all kids and adults who know me from my years of teaching at Magnuson Children's Garden, Magnuson Nature Programs, and the Jane Addams Sandpoint and Dunlap School Gardens. Magnuson Children's Garden is delighted to be a part of Space 101.1 FM and hope you enjoy this edition of Magnuson Nature News. On this month's show, we are going to continue our conversation with veteran nature explorer Finley Ross. We had so much to talk about that it wouldn't all fit into the December show, so we saved some of it for January. Here's Finley.
You know how we were talking about Lake Washington?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to tell you, there are like 3 underwater forests in Lake Washington and 2 villages so far. Wow. And they have only explored like a third of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
There's way more down there.
Really?
Native American, yeah.
Oh.
And a coal train from 1865.
No,
they were shipping it. They were shipping it across, and it just fell right in the water.
The boat sank that was holding it?
Yep. So there's trains, planes, and automobiles down there.
Wow. What a trip.
And I always get scared because when I was watching this documentary about it, they were talking about how there are a bunch of boats that had sunk by Kirkland. And we always went by down by Kirkland. So I was always getting scared that a boat would suddenly, like, poke me.
Oh. Yeah, like...
There was a bunch...
Back up.
Yeah. There was a bunch of just stuff, really scary stuff down there. There's a lot down there. I really think they should go into cleaning it up fully and then putting all the stuff on, like, have a museum for it.
Yeah, like, display it for folks. So when you were watching the documentary, did they have, like, scuba divers going down there and taking pictures?
Yeah, so it wasn't a full documentary. It was more like a news story.
Oh.
It was kind of like, so... I watched the news story about it, and then I watched the people who are found, like, all this stuff. And so there was this one that was, like, really bad. They were just sitting on a pole, just a tiny bit underwater with a GoPro, going like, "So this is the bottom of Lake Washington." And then the other one was this guy was diving down to the bottom, and he found a plastic bottle, and then he came back up.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah. I hope there's not a lot of garbage down there, but you never know, especially if it's deep sink and then there was, like, you know, a bunch of food and beverages on the boat, then it would all sink with it.
Yeah, and then, so then I just listened to this thing, and it was more like 29 minutes long. They were talking about what is under, like, Washington, and I didn't get to watch, like, a super-duper video, but they were like... And some yachts sunk down by Kirkland and ferries because they didn't need them anymore, and blah, blah, blah. And I was just thinking about, oh, how careless people were before they learned about, like, pollution,
yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, because now if a boat sinks, they always go get it because they know that if it has, gas and oil inside, that it would be really bad. Pollution. But in the old days, people just went, well, it's down there, it's too deep for me to get it, and they would just leave it.
Yeah, Magnuson Park has a very interesting history.
Yeah.
Lots of things happened there and with the Navy, and then lots of things happened before the Navy and before any settlers came there. It was a big, you know, hunting area for Native Americans to hunt animals and gather berries and gather plants to make baskets out of and to fish. And Native Americans still actually have the right to come there and use Magnuson Park plants if they want to.
Because it's actually, I know it's funny, but that's a lot like nature camp. We go and we collect plants and do all that stuff, too.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons that I like to do that at nature camp, because Magnuson Park is, you know, it has that history of being a place where people could find food and things to make baskets and bowls and make shelter with, and that was a tradition for hundreds and hundreds of years before any settlers came. So it's kind of cool that people are still able to do that.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah.
How long have you, like, done stuff at Magnuson?
Well, I was a teacher there for about 12 and a half years. But before that, because I live in the neighborhood for a long, long time, I used to come and go for walks in Magnuson Park for about almost 20 years before I actually started teaching there. So
wow.
That's one reason why I know the park so well, is that I, just for fun, I would go there and hike by myself and look for birds. So then when I started working for the park, then I knew all my favorite places that I could take all of you kids.
Wow. Maybe I'll go back to the park someday and keep walking around until I memorize all the trails.
I hope you do, because you are such a great nature explorer, Finley. And I hope that maybe you'll come on one of the nature walks that I'll be leading some this summer at the park, not as part of the nature camps, but just as a special thing for families. And so you and your whole family could come.
All right. I'll be sure to tell my mom and dad.
Yeah.
I'll ask them to go.
Yeah, and I'll make sure and send them the information, too. One more thing I was just thinking about is the times that we made a watershed in the garden.
That was my favorite part. I remember that.
And we dug a river and made a lake.
And then I remember we did like these super tiny details, like mini houses on the sides or cabins.
Mm-hmm.
That was definitely, I remember always walking in there and going like, are we going to make a watershed? Are we going to make a watershed? And most of the time, we would. And, yeah, that I really love making stuff in the garden.
Yeah. We moved some things around in the garden this year because we got a bunch of new picnic tables and storage bins and benches given to us. And so right now the log pile kind of takes up this space where we used to build those watersheds and lakes. And so one of the things I'm going to try and figure out for next year is how we can make space for that again. Because I'd like to have a special event in the garden where, even though I'm not teaching camp anymore, but where we could build a big watershed in the children's garden again.
I had also been thinking of something when you said that you didn't teach the camps anymore. I thought of camps in general, and then I remembered something. I really liked your camp.
Well, thank you. That's a very nice thing to say, and I really liked having you in camps for all the years that you came to camps, and always made it extra fun when you were in the camp.
Yeah. Thank you.
You are very welcome. And I'll make sure that I'll let your mom know when we do the big watershed, because I think you would be a good assistant. You could probably teach kids how to do it as good as me.
Yeah.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
I mean, I remember I had this friend, he had this really cool backyard where you could make rivers. And
oh.
I don't know why, I just was like, let's make a river. And then when you brought it up, I was like, oh, the reason I knew how to make that river is because Teacher Emily taught us how to do watersheds.
Yeah. And I remember also that we sang a lot of songs at camp. So I just remember that you like to sing.
I do like to sing. I really like to sing. Though I may not have always sung the songs at the nature camp. I may have sang other songs.
And I also enjoyed listening to the songs that you sang, that you made up. Because I know you have.
Oh, yeah. Did I hum a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Probably did.
Yeah, do you still like to hum?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do like to hum.
Yeah,
but I do love to make up songs.
Music is great.
Yeah. I've learned a few other songs. I mean, they're not ideal camp songs, but they're just really fun songs.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. There are songs for all occasions. So, yeah, it sure has been fun talking with you and hearing about your favorite nature memories and other things you like to do in the park. And I hope that we see each other in the park this coming year, too.
I'm sure we will.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to try going there more often.
Oh, good. I certainly will be glad to see you on a nature walk or in the children's garden at one of our special events or any old time. And thank you again for being my special guest.
Thank you for having me.
After learning so much from Finley about what is underwater in Lake Washington, I did some searches online and found amazing film footage from the Marine Documentation Society and the Global Underwater Explorers. They are exploring 800 different places at the bottom of Lake Washington where planes, trains, and automobiles have sunk, along with ferry boats, yachts, and even Navy minesweepers. Even though this isn't something we usually connect with nature, it does make us realize that all the frogs, beavers, other creatures, and especially the fish that live in Lake Washington have to find habitat that they can live in there, even though there are a lot of unnatural things down at the bottom of the lake. That makes it even more important for us to remember not to add any more pollution to the lake, doesn't it? To find out more about the work of the Global Underwater Explorers and see an amazing map of all the places they found in the lake, visit their website at www.gue-seattle.org. And to find out more about the history of Magnuson Park and the entire Sandpoint Peninsula, including the Native Americans who were the very first human residents of this area, visit historylink.org. Talking all about this history reminds me of another thing I want to make sure everyone knows about. It's exciting news about Magnuson Community Center. Did you know that whenever you go into the community center building to register for a program or to go to the gym or auditorium, you over the top of thousands and thousands of square feet inside the building that isn't being used at all? It's true. The whole south side of the building has many rooms on the main floor and the basement that have been sealed off for many years. When this building was built over 75 years ago, it was a recreation and training center for men who were in the Navy. The gym was used for them to exercise, and they used the auditorium to watch movies or other performances. But there's also a 15-foot deep swimming pool in the basement that they used for training the flight crews for emergency water crashes. There's a big locker room down there, bathrooms and showers, and many other rooms in the basement, and even more rooms right behind the reception desk area where the community center staff has their office space and takes your registration. Back in 2002, when the building was going to be turned into Magnuson Community Center, the whole north side of it was fixed up real nice, but there wasn't enough money to fix up the south side of the building, so it was sealed off. But all of that's about to change. A project is being planned to fix up all those unused rooms so that Magnuson Community Center can have a lot more program space. The project will also make the parking, the entry, and the lobby of the community center more accessible for everyone. And Seattle Parks wants to hear about what you'd like the project to include before they start fixing it all up. Within the next month or two, there'll be public meetings and online ways for you to share your ideas all during 2019 so that your ideas can be part of the final plans when the work is done in 2020 and 2021. Visit Magnuson Park or Magnuson Community Center web pages for more details. The whole Children's Garden Committee is looking forward to seeing you soon.